Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
No, I was the next man up. You know, we predicate ourselves as a defense that prides themselves on smashing the run. So whether our top run defender is out or not, we still got to do that.
Why have you and Deshaun worked so well together?
He does his job, I do mine.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It is almost 4 o'clock on a football Friday. That means kaboom. Did you give yourself that nickname, Mark, or did somebody do that for you?
Oh, man, that might have been of all people, that might have been Mike Byers, the legendary O.J. Mike Byers from the Beaver
OJ?
County Times. O.J., because...
You mean the O.G.?
O.G.?
Oh, no, he's O.J.
O.J. Simpson?
No, everybody called him O.J. for some reason. Oh. I can't remember why.
Did he run like O.J. in high school or something?
He and Tony Dorsett once combined for 2,000 yards in... high school.
Oh, so he was like responsible
for 17 yards.
Yeah, seven. I gotcha. I like that.
Yeah, I think it was something like I wrote a story once about Ryan Clark. So this was 18, 20 years ago, whatever it was. And he made the big hit on somebody. And when I wrote it, I put some color into it. And I said, and all of a sudden, kaboom. And he read that and it just.
You became the big kaboom.
I guess.
Does McAfee call you kaboom?
No.
No, those guys don't.
I don't think so. I don't think they know that in the Midwest yet.
Is Pittsburgh the Midwest?
No.
What is it?
Northeast. Or Mid-Atlantic. I don't know if it's the Northeast. I would definitely call it the Mid-Atlantic.
Is it East Coast or is it Midwest if you had to
it's
pick one
East
of those
Coast.
Two?
It's not the East Coast. I mean, you got to drive 6 hours to get to the
coast. You just said it's not the Midwest,
We don't
though.
Feel Midwest. I'm with Mark on this. We don't feel like a Midwest
what
town.
What do we feel like?
Mid-Atlantic.
I just gave you a choice of two.
Then I
you
would
can't
say East
make
Coast.
Up a third.
Then I would say even though we're not near the coast, I would still call us East Coast.
We're not the South. We're not the East Coast. We're not the North.
There's nothing West
East.
About us.
We're not West.
We're not even Midwest.
We're the gateway to the Midwest.
That's, I thought
someone
that was
tell
like
you.
St.
That's
Louis.
St. Louis is the gateway to the West.
Yeah. I didn't go into the arch. I was afraid of it when I was in St. Louis.
Better arch, St. Louis Arch or Golden Arches?
Well,
I've been to the Golden Arches many more times than I've been to the St. Louis
How about
Louis
the one
arch?
In Breezewood? Tomlin was making that out like it was the greatest place on planet
the
Earth.
The one in Altoona, right? I think I'll skip that one when I'm heading to Philadelphia. But
Oh, you're making a joke about Luigi
I'm
over there,
not
huh?
Making a joke.
No, I think you are.
I think that's exactly
you
what
read
you're
that
doing.
There's
read
no
it.
Other way to read it, Mark. That's exactly what you're doing right now, man.
You just chuckled after you said
you know
it
what?
Because you just
I found it quite interesting. He mentioned Breezewood, and I mentioned this on the.
Then he mentioned the Whippeel, and that was the wrong
that's
year to
I
be
said.
Mentioning
that's
a Whippeel versus
they haven't won
Philly.
Anything.
Yeah.
Got murdered in
First
those
time
games.
Since like 92 or 93, yep. The Whippeel has not won. a state championship, and he's comparing it to that.
You've adopted my attitude towards talking on the radio because you said something that pissed people off this week. My Lord.
What's that?
That Pickens shouldn't play until the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, well, why? I mean, first of all, it's going to be hard for him to get healthy until the Bengals game, right? And if you're at the Bengals game, it's probably going to be decided where you're going to be at that point. Why not wait? My point was...
Well, I'd get him loose in that game. That way he's not going cold into the playoff game.
I don't think I would. If you're at that point...
Clearly you wouldn't, because you literally said you wouldn't play him until the playoffs.
I would not play him. I mean, if I don't even think I would play him if everything was on the line, a home game was on the line for the Cincinnati.
Well, then you might go into the playoffs on a four-game losing streak then.
That's fine. I'd rather go in with
fine.
I'd rather go into a four-game losing streak into the playoffs with 110% healthy George Pickens than maybe 70%.
Well, so now you're maybe coming around to my idea. Let's start resting guys in this game then.
Nah,
if it's all about being healthy, well, you just said that with George.
I will not go down that route.
You just said rest a healthy, pretty much a healthy George against the Bengals to be extra safe. What's the point of trying to go all out to win this game?
Well, you're not going to go all out. You're just going to play who you always play. You're going to do what you always do. You're not going to go into a Philadelphia game and say, I'm going to put Justin Fields in because Russell Wilson needs 7 extra reps of rest.
Why not?
I mean, I just think that's ridiculous.
You just said rest your best player if
I'm
you've lost 3 games in a row.
Because he is injured and you don't want to have
No, you
any
pretty much
chance.
Implied that he wouldn't be injured for the Bengals game, that you wanted to be precautious to get him
we're
to, quote, 110%.
We're talking about grade 2 hamstring.
I know. So
and a hamstring can go right like that, boom.
But you're implying that if the trainer said, yeah, we think he can play against Cincinnati, you would still say, let's be on the
yes.
safe side and rest
with
him against the, yeah, okay.
Yes.
So how is that really any different
I'm
from what I'm saying, Chris?
You guys keep this going. I'm enjoying this.
I don't see any benefit of sitting
anybody.
And
why play Russell Wilson in this game?
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Chris.
Well, I'm asking Mark. I know you're saying that, Pony. Why? What's the point of playing Wilson in this game?
What, I mean, because he's a starting quarterback
calf
of a team that's 10-3.
What if the calf strain started barking again?
Hayward's old. Rest him.
T.J. Watt just might have a pec tear waiting to happen.
He might, somebody might.
I do think it's curious that you feel like it's much more important to that, like the risk of playing Pickens with a home game on the line would not be worth it. You'd rather go in with a 4-game losing streak and just not have courted that risk. That was eye opening to me.
If we're going to week 18 and things are pretty much decided, yeah, I would sit Pickens, I would sit Watt,
would you sit Russ? If they are locked into where they're going to play and what and who they're going to play, would you sit Russ for week 18?
I guess it would depend on how many snaps that
Fields has, because we can't. Well, then just play right? Kyle Allen at that point. Seriously.
But Mark, you're saying about like deciding things. This game is no bearing on the AFC North. You lose this game by 30 points, you come back and beat Baltimore on Saturday and you win the division.
I just don't think it's a good precedent to say go into a place with a team that's one of the 2 or 3 best teams in the league and say, we don't need this one, so we're going to play Isaiah Loudermilk a little bit more. You have to keep that momentum going.
Well, Tomlin admitted on your boss's show that basically that this is a joke by the NFL, and he wants Pat to go bitch to the league about it.
Well, maybe not this game right here because it's still a four-week.
If Pat were going to go bitch to the league in a formal Park Avenue capacity, would he have like a cut-off shirt and tie?
Oh, like the AD at North Carolina yesterday?
Does Pat have, or like, here, Mark, I'll give you a WWE reference. Would he look like Val Venus in Right to Censor with a cut-off tie and shirt and everything like that?
I don't even get that reference, and I find it funny because the guy's name's Venus.
Well, he was a porn star originally, and then he became all pro censorship.
Yeah, the big Valbowski.
The Godfather became the good father. He didn't have hoes.
Mark,
and
you've been pretty good
anymore.
You've done a pretty good job of predicting these Steelers games this year. Do you agree with Chris and I that without these guys, they're going to get crushed on Sunday?
I don't think they're going to get crushed. I think they'll lose. But I don't think they're at the point where they're going to go in like the last couple of times they were in Philadelphia and just absolutely.
I think they're going to be down like 21-3 or something, or 14-3, and never feel like they're in the game. I just think they're going against right now, taking everyone's health into account. I think the Lions have the best roster if they're all healthy.
A hornet's nest.
This is the best roster in the NFL in Philly right now, health wise. Dude, tell me where there's a weak spot on that entire roster.
Well, the past couple of weeks has been the quarterback, but
as a passer.
They're 9-0, and he leads the league in rushing touchdowns.
I said to Chris, they're basically running the offense with Fields. They're just much better at it.
That defense can throw Jalen Carter at you, Jordan Davis.
But those guys, I think, are a little bit aren't having the best of years. They're huge, right? And they can block things up. But I don't.
Oh, I think Carter's been an absolute animal.
I think Jordan Davis has been pretty much of a disappointment.
I agree with that. I think they would tell you that too.
So I would probably. I mean, if Ogunjobi was in, would probably take the Steelers.
Do you think they can shut down Saquon Barkley? The Steelers. Do you think they can actually stop
them? They're
going
to do everything in their power to do it.
I know they're going to, but do you think that their efforts will pay off?
I think they can stop him in the running game, but that doesn't mean they can stop him altogether. I mean, or sometimes they can just fling it to him and he has, what, 30, 40 catches on the year? I don't think he had any last week.
Mark, you watch these games.
I think he can get some yards.
You watch these games with a very keen eye.
Even if they're the game from last week.
Hey, now.
True.
Hey, now.
How did you think Chiefs and Chargers was the game last night?
Well, I mean, it's
James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Blame it.
Well, we got time here.
First of all, I have the Fire Stick, right? Go on the TV. So at the top, it gives you like suggestions. So I click it on. I'm like, okay, I'm not going all the way through my Prime app. It says, oh, a game's on. I hit it, click it, go lay on the couch. And what do? When you lay on the couch and you see a boring game and you're not even paying attention, you're scrolling on your phone. And I'm just looking. I'm thinking, okay, I'm watching a little bit. Then I'm thinking, oh, I can't believe it. Trent Williams, man, Kirk Herbstreit misidentified him. And I'm looking, yeah, boy, the Chiefs stink. And I'm not looking. I'm not paying attention much. Kids are yelling, how do you do division? And you're asking the wrong person. And all of a sudden it hit me. I looked at him like, it's the Chiefs and Chargers. What in the world am I doing?
Can we go back to the kids are asking me, how do you do division?
Yeah. You should have handed him a calculator.
You know what? I got a really, really good thing now. When my daughter asked me how to do long division, I'm like, you just want me to give you the answer. That's not going to do you any good on your test. I'm thinking, I don't think I know.
And then she is, yeah, I was going to say, you are just covering incredibly for not actually knowing.
I wasn't really 100% engaged in the game as it was, so that's how I got through.
Mark, Ogunjobi, the same things that were used to give Myles Garrett the player of the year last year, dubiously. Ogunjobi is rated out as like the best run defender in the entire league as far as win block rate goes, or beating the block.
Block win rate.
Yes, block win rate.
He doesn't even know the term.
Block win rate does not result in tackles, apparently, right?
But he's defeating blocks, so he's theoretically.
Because I said to Chris, I felt all year he's been
game.
A disappointment or not an impact player, and here's this stat that says he's actually been great at that one job. Do your eyes tell you that?
No, I mean, no.
No, okay.
I mean, at some point you have to make plays. I mean, you can beat the block, have the win block win rate, whatever it is, whatever the stat analytic of the week is, which seems
I mean, Aaron Smith wouldn't make plays per se, but the way he
defeated blocks.
Yeah, but that's not what you ask these defensive linemen to do.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
In this
that
defense now, it's a playmaking position.
Yeah, I mean, compared to two gap, one gap type of
stuff. So do you think Elliott's a big loss?
Significant because he's, I mean, you can make an argument that he was, you know, I guess outside play defensive player of the year for him. I mean, of course, Hayward and Watt are in there, but he's been that good. Minka's going to have to step up. KZ's a different player than Elliott. So I would imagine those two flipping a little bit. And I think you're going to have to be very, very careful.
More snaps this game. That's a power running team, a Landon Roberts or a Peyton Wilson.
I mean, early on it's going to be a Landon Roberts because you're going to have to stop that run game. But like I said, you can put him in the situation of the three wide receivers and the tight end to force him off the field as well, then running up there. That's why it's very key to have good defensive line play. So Benton's going to have to play well. Loudermilk's going to have to play a little bit better. I think, was Adams questionable?
Yep.
I don't know how much he'll be getting in there as well, but if you don't stop them, I mean, it's the cliche you hear constantly. You don't stop the run, you don't have any chance. This is times 100. You have zero chance of beating the Eagles unless you stop this guy.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. You know the voice and the face. Mark Cabali in studio with us. He's changed the background on his phone to Harry Callis in a Christmas costume, a Santa outfit. Where did you get that?
Well, apparently Harry Callis is a big deal in Bethel Park something. And the funny thing is he was given awards yesterday, and it was on like social media. And he was behind a lectern or whatever the heck that is.
A podium.
And you could barely see over his head, so it really caught my eye. So I was scrolling through it and found the very festive picture of Mr. Callis.
Callis had an unbelievable moment yesterday.
He did.
We went for our 93.7 fan lunch, and we walk into with the entire staff, and we walk in, and Mark Madden is sitting at the table right next to ours. And Madden says to Callis, "Oh, you must be Harry Callis." And Callis goes to him, "Who are you?" And then he told Callis to get lost.
Was Callis? Oh, I can see Callis not knowing who he
was. Oh, yeah.
Didn't he have a Twitter beef with Madden at one point?
It was under the same like auspices. Yeah. It was like, "I don't know who are you. I don't know who you are." Hello.
Yeah, so Callis big timed him.
That's pretty funny. Both sides.